Well, the defense has argued an unknown robber murdered the three residents, so the prosecutors really are trying to poke holes in that theory right now. Nick Stahlke of the Wisconsin State Crime Lab testified that blood patterns showed that the victims' bodies were moved after their deaths, indicating a robbery might have been staged. Rock County Sheriff Sergeant Stephen Selby also testified that bank cards and gift cards were found among the empty contents of a dumped purse, suggesting that the killer wasn't motivated to steal at all. Meanwhile, forensic pathologist Michael Steer testified that money was also left behind in Danietta's pocket. And because there was so much blood and blood all over their bodies and on the floor, but none of their feet had blood on them. So they're like, they had to have been covered. Then after their deaths, they were taken off.